Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 8:02 this morning. Mike, Ali, Bo, Dylan, I hope you are enjoying this weather out there. Wherever you are at, goodness gracious, it is a big man's dream.
It is beautiful.
I had to walk back in and grab a hoodie this morning as I exited the building, and that brought a tear to my eye. I'm like the old, you know, the old commercial. Dylan's probably too young. You guys remember the old commercial with the Indian on the side of the road when somebody littered?
Yes.
That was me. I had to go back in there and I shed a tear as I walked out this morning, man. It's that time of year. I know it, and I know it's false fall. I don't even care. Don't bring my vibes down.
No, not today.
Not today. And we do have a huge weekend of college football coming up. Roster cuts yesterday for the Atlanta Falcons. We'll get to the wake-up call in just a second. 404-726-0929. Want to hear your thoughts on the roster cut. Or maybe you have a thought about, you know, how quickly Travis and Taylor get married. My wife seems to think it's going to happen really quickly as well.
It is going to happen fast.
What's the over-under? Like, give me a month. 8.5 months?
It's going to be before she goes on tour for this upcoming album.
So when would that be?
It drops October 3rd. I bet the concert tour happens starting in January. So I bet it's a Christmas wedding.
What?
Well, but how does that work? Because it had to be their bye week, right?
When's their bye week?
Couldn't tell you, but
probably
it's definitely not around Christmas.
Before Christmas.
Yeah, it's way before Christmas.
It might be then.
She can take 2 weeks off from her tour to get married and have a honeymoon, right?
Well, you know what she could do?
Do you want to?
Hold on. Now, what she could do is, I don't know, she tours really weird, but if she does a world tour, right, which she probably will, she could do, like, they could do it in between the America and the Europe part.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably a natural break anyways, so, right? You know more about this than I do, like
September,
way more.
October, November, December, January. So we're setting the over-under at like 6.5. Well, let's call it 7.5 months.
Think about it. In June would be perfect because you're out of camp. You're out of mini camp and everything. And he can do it every once kind of anyways. He might be retired by then. This might be it for him. He might have to worry about it. They might be able to get married whenever they want. Like they might be able to get married, you know, this time next year because they're like, hey, he's done. This could really be it. Because he came out recently, I think it was on the podcast that they were all on, that he didn't train as hard or he wasn't as focused last season for football because he was already looking ahead to like the rest of his life and like movies and
right
and that the entertainment part of his career. So, you know, maybe this is it for him and he's focused. And then next, they have a fall wedding.
Yeah. Just as a heads up. The Chiefs' bye week is week 10 this year. So that's November 3rd through the 8th, technically.
Okay. Give me 24 hours to do some digging, and I will try to figure out when this is going down.
Before we get the wake-up call, I was talking about how my wife wants to take a family photo. We didn't hire a photographer or anything, although we've done that in the past, but she wants to make sure we get a family photo this weekend. She was like, I don't know what we're going to be doing at the time, but let's make sure we get a family photo. Honestly, I'm just glad she held off till after I'm not, you know, to a part of the year where I'm not glistening from sweat.
Right.
That's usually the biggest ordeal. You know, you get a summer family photo op. I'm like taking a sweat rag in my back pocket. You know what I mean? Like
it's
I'm like,
no
dude,
fun.
It's gonna be bad. Either that, or we're gonna have to Photoshop this thing. Curious, Bo. I wanted to throw this question at you. Which game are you most excited for this weekend? I'm gonna take out Texas and Ohio State. After Texas and Ohio State, which one do you think you'll be paying the most attention to? And don't tell me Florida and Long Island because I'm not here for that.
I don't know why you think I would say that. I mean, that would be disingenuous to say that. Maybe Miami Notre Dame.
Okay.
I'm definitely because I want to see where Notre Dame's at. You know, are they going to be kind of back to that? I'm actually very interested in Alabama Florida State because I just would. But LSU Clemson.
Yeah, I think
LSU,
so too.
LSU Clemson.
Also, sleeper pick for that. I am really excited to see Georgia Tech and Colorado play Friday night. I think that's going to be an interesting matchup. And I think Georgia Tech needs to get off on the right foot if they're going to have a good a year as we think they are.
Yeah, the pork chop hasn't seen my parents because we've been busy with training camp and everything. And I was Mamie and I were talking. She's like, "What do you want to go this weekend?" I said, "Yeah, Sunday." You know why Sunday? Because I'm not going Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Why not? Because college football all day.
I will be all planted.
Day. All day.
Planted.
I'm going to tailgate at home and watch college football.
You know what I'm just now realizing? Because we're going to a cabin this weekend. I said, well, I want to go on a lot of hikes. And Graham's like, well, we can just hang out. It's college football.
Yeah. That a boy, Grant. That a way to sneak it in there.
Should maybe do that Sunday.
Yeah.
You know what? Early. Just not realizing
Let's do it
this.
Monday before we come home.
Right, yeah, right, right.
Or exactly. Grant, you're gonna get there, and Grant's gonna. Well, I figured Saturday morning we could do a hike at 8 a.m. and then Sunday we can go whenever.
Yeah.
You're like, why is that specific like that?
Are you guys going to a cabin that's somewhere near like Society? Like, or y'all just getting off the beaten path, like way up in the woods?
I'm not sure exactly where the cabin is, but it's LJ. So. Okay. You know,
if you needed to find a watering hole with a television, you probably could.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's my idea of a trip to the mountains. Like, I'll do a little hike, but then, you know, let me find a bar.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure we'll bring like a backup fire stick just in case, you know, the cabin doesn't have.
Y'all are fire stick travelers too. Bo does that. Like, I've never seen anything like
that.
Yeah,
I've got
fire stick always on standby.
You have to.
I've got one in my Louis for the Falcon strips. I've got one. I used to have it in my book bag, but I took it out when we went to the hospital for the baby, and I think it's in one of my other TVs now. Dude, they're a must. They're absolutely a must. We went, Amy found a cabin back like two Christmases ago in that area.
Yeah.
So there's this one like gated community, and you go up, when you start going up the mountain, like it gets eerie, especially when you go up there at night. But there's a really good barbecue place up there in that LJ area called, like, I think it's Biggins.
That's gonna be number one on my list.
I think it's called Biggins. They shot, you know that movie, The Hateful Eight?
Yeah.
I forget she's a vegan. I'm just stepping all over, Alex.
He just came off the top rope. Oh, man.
You know what? Let's just go to the wake-up call. I'm done talking. I got nothing to add here.
I almost lost it right there. Time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. We got a lot of things to talk about. I want to hear all about everything going on with your thoughts on the Atlanta Falcons roster and everything that came out of yesterday. Before we get there, though, reminder, with Atlanta United season in full swing, be sure to join Jason Longshore every Tuesday night for Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Jason has you covered all season long on the latest Atlanta United news. Plus, he's keeping tabs on international soccer as well. That's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer, Tuesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and available the next day at the Off the Woodwork podcast on Odyssey. We do have a couple of phone calls, and listen, guys, I think we've hit as wide of a range of topics this morning as we could possibly have hit. I mean, really, we have. My wife is probably going to make me sleep in the extra bedroom tonight, but that's all good.
Sorry, Mike.
Hey, let's head back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Frank in Fayetteville. Frank, I hope you're having a great day, my friend.
Hey, thank you, sir. Morning shift. How are we doing this morning?
Doing great. Doing great.
Yeah, great burn, Allie. That will be at the top of yours. Awesome. So y'all familiar with the Jelly Roll song, Liar?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, all right. So on Friday, I make a big sale. I have a group text with my dispatch and my manager. I text in, hey, can you put this on my schedule for next week? Blah, 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 blah. I'm sitting in my van. I'm listening to that song.
Oh, dude.
Siri overhears me.
Oh,
they text my manager texts back first before Siri texts and says along the lines of, hey, next time, please call in before you schedule because we might already have something on the books for you. I then, because of Siri texted back, now I know that you're a liar.
Oh, no!
Realized it. Yep. So a few minutes go by, no one says anything in the group text. I then open it up and like, hey, how come they haven't texted me back? I see that the song's still playing, like the very end of it. So I quickly get a voice memo of the end of the song. I send that in. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. This was a complete Siri text. Everybody laughed. We got a good laugh, but so embarrassed.
Dude, thank you for the phone call. Did he believe you? I mean, everybody believed you, right?
Yes. Yeah. He believed me. I had the voice memo. If I didn't have that, I feel like it would have been a little more sketchy. Dude. But the voice memo, I feel like saved me.
That's an epic conversation. Appreciate the phone call. I don't know that I've ever, like, I definitely have almost sent multiple voice to text.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, God. I'm glad that didn't go through.
Yeah, Siri, stop doing that. I don't need you to do that for me.
I'm so glad that you can actually edit text now for the first, like, I don't know what the time limit is, but you can go in there. Like,
you don't have long.
Is it like 60 seconds?
Sounds like Bo's been burned.
Yeah, it's between
by
like
it.
30 and 60.
Between 30 and 60?
Something like that.
I'm just glad you can do that or unsend it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's definitely a big deal.
I don't do voice to text at all because Siri doesn't speak.
Oh, I don't either. I don't do it on purpose. Don't get me wrong.
Siri
doesn't
speak Paulding County, so.
Yeah. Did what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, can you do that when you and Grant has a droid?
I don't know. I don't even bother to try.
Really?
Like, you can on a group, but I don't know if it's one-on-one you can edit.
I don't know. I'm Apple. He's Android. I don't know how this works, but we're doing our best.
The gym teacher and the English teacher.
Exactly.
All right, man, let's go back out to the phone lines. Dylan, let's welcome in Wes from Dawsonville. Wes, what's going on, man? Happy Wednesday.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's going on?
Allie, you're going to be up in my neck of the woods. I would definitely check out Biggins. It's pretty good.
All right. I'll make sure Grant gets a big plate of food there.
What a great name.
Yeah. Okay. I got the craziest butt dial story ever.
Yes.
Back in 24, or no, probably back in like 2014, 10 years ago, I was working a retail job, and there's this cute little girl, and we were kind of courting a little bit. Well, right. on a day off, sitting on the couch, scrolling my phone, started telling my roommate about her.
Oh, yes. And, yes.
We went into some pretty, you know, precarious conversation.
Uh-huh.
And, dude, I, for about 3 minutes, and looked down, and somehow, some way, I had called her.
Oh.
And she answered.
No.
And she proceeded to stay on the phone and listen for 3 minutes to the point where I literally, instead of just hanging up, I was like, sorry.
Did the relationship go any further after that point?
No way.
No way.
It was gone. But it's something out of a movie, man. It was it was crazy. I looked out at some roommate. I'm like, no way.
Before I let you go, were you critical or were you complimentary?
Oh, I was very complimentary.
Okay. Yeah! He was laying it all out there. Yes.
Very, very, you know.
I love it, man.
I love you guys, man. Try to catch you every morning, man.
Thanks.
So. Appreciate you.
Appreciate that, Wes. Thanks so much for calling in. Incredible story. Incredible.
He probably just gave TMI, and that's why she was like, we're done.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah, he was probably like, dude, you know, she's a baddie. Like, you know, like this, that, and the other. Oh, man, I'm sweating just listening to that story.
What could have been, Wes? What could have been?
Oh, good for you or not. I don't know.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Coming up, we've got tickets for the Atlanta United 2 and Belize International Team scrimmage to give away. Hang tight for that. And we've also got A Life of Squid.
That we do. Caitlin Clark revealed a new logo with Nike, and a lot of people didn't like it. I want to get your take next. Morning Show, Sports Radio, 99 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.